Mary had a little man.
Da, da,
da. We believe that all men are created
equal.
To the magnificent mosaic that is America.
From Radio Beacon to Radio Beacon.
I have a dream today.
Change has come to America.
Believe me.
Help is on the way.
Knock, knock. Who's there?
Hey. It's a figment of your imagination.
Randy Rhoads Show.
Turn up your mind.
Oh, everybody, it's $5 freaking Friday.
The special counsel released their findings today about their look into my handling of classified documents. I was pleased to see they reached the conclusion I believed and knew all along they would, that there are no charges should be brought in this case. As many of you know, this was an exhaustive investigation, going back literally more than 40 years.
40.
40 years when I became a United States senator when I was a kid. I was a kid, 29 years old. Special counsel acknowledged I cooperated completely. I did not throw up any roadblocks. I sought no delays. In fact, I was so determined to give special counsel what they needed, I went forward with a five-hour in-person interview over the 2 days of October the 9th, 8th and 9th last year, even though Israel had just been attacked by Hamas on the 7th. Bottom line is the special counsel in my case decided against moving forward with any charges. And this matter is now closed.
Yeah. So the Republicans just can't handle it. And so we had this special prosecutor that was appointed by Merrick Garland, who Merrick Garland probably thought was, a good pick because he was a Republican and maybe that would bring some street cred to it. I don't know why it has to be a Republican investigating, a Democratic president. Wouldn't it be better if you had a Democratic prosecutor investigating a Democratic president? No, you need the opposite. Because we're so polarized, you understand that, party affiliation actually matters now in courts of law. Yeah. So this is what we had. We had a Republican prosecutor who was appointed to investigate Joe Biden, who turned himself in. Do you remember the origin of the oranges? If I'm Trump, it's the oranges of this investigation. Okay, so what happened was Donald Trump had lied, obstructed, moved documents, claimed he didn't know what the hell was going on, claimed that they were then his, that he was entitled to have these documents once they were discovered, then said that they had no reason to take them from him. He made up so many lies about the documents that Donald Trump stole from the White House upon his leaving the White House, which was not an easy thing to get this man to do. But finally, when they got him to do it, he took documents with him. He took lots of documents with him. He took an Iranian invasion plan with him and some other things that were compartmentalized, eyes only, et cetera, classified materials, which, of course, he was been careless with the whole time he was president. We saw that early on when he was at MAGA-Loco and, showing, God knows, classified documents to, foreign individuals who had come to his club. And Donald Trump had taken these documents and put them on the stage in MAGA-Loco, put them in the shower, in the bathroom at MAGA, whatever, and then lied about it. And obstructed justice into, and never ever to this minute returned any of these classified documents. Okay, so when that happened, Biden said, I think maybe I have some too. Maybe we should investigate me. And you know who else did that? Mike Pence. Yeah, because apparently everybody, when they're working, they take documents home and they're not supposed to, and that would be bad. And they realize that they're doing this bad thing. And so Mike Pence said, I think I might have some. And they investigated Mike Pence too. And I don't know if you remember the result of Mike Pence's classified materials that he had, but it was just a letter to his lawyer, right? When they found that Mike Pence did have classified materials that he honestly shouldn't have had, but he turned himself in and said, I will return these documents. They said, okay. And then they investigated and they wrote a letter to Mike Pence's attorney saying, all right, because you were cooperative and because you're returning, no charges, just tell your client. In this case, with Biden, who also turned himself in and said, you know, I think I might have some documents from, you know, 40 years ago when I was a United States senator and, you know, forward when I was vice president, I think there might be some. I think maybe the staff that I had when I vacated my Senate office and, you know, henceforth when I vacated my VP office may have moved some boxes into my garage. And they may be classified materials in those boxes. Why don't you have a little look-see and let me know if I need to return anything, because I will. This generated a 300-page plus report. Not a letter to the lawyer saying, okay, we got the documents back, and yes, you know, you really shouldn't have had them. But no, this generated a 300-page report. On page two, there's sort of a an allegation, let's call it that, because that's what it is, from the special prosecutor, who is a partisan, okay? He's a partisan, who decides to say that what they're investigating is the willful taking of classified materials. If you read for 200 more pages and got to page, well, let's get it right, page 212, you would see that there was no evidence to support that allegation that a willful taking of documents had occurred. However, because this partisan was going to say that there was no charge that could be brought against the president of the United States, that there was no criminal, any activity, there was nothing. There was no criminal activity. There was no obstruction. It was a complete and utter, hey, I think I might have, come have a look-see. It was I hate this expression. You could ask Howard, but lawyers say it all the time. Open kimono. Anybody familiar? Where you just, woo, you know, and say, whatever I got, you can see. You know, it's called the open kimono technique of being, you know, cooperative. And they found nothing. But this partisan, this hack, knew he would be on the hook with MAGA if he exonerated Joe Biden for having classified documents, because MAGA doesn't understand that if you cooperate and if you say, I'm willing to return these documents, and if you haven't shown them to anybody not authorized to see them, and if they've just been sitting there in a box for 6 years, which is what they got there, things that were sitting in boxes for 40 years, things that were sitting in boxes for 6 years. And if he was going to exonerate, he needed something else to stab Joe Biden with. And so now there's no indictment, but instead there's a description of Joe Biden that is factually inaccurate according to everyone around him, everyone that works with him, everyone that serves with him, everybody that negotiates with him, that is factually untrue. Untrue. And the words in this document that he wrote, that this guy, Her, his name is H-U-R, Her, wrote in order to get himself off the hook with MAGA for exonerating Joe Biden of any criminal wrongdoing in a, 18-month investigation, was to trash his memory, to call him old. And so he wrote the words, he called Joe Biden, quote, a sympathetic, well-meaning, elderly man with a poor memory. Now, you can't say that about Donald Trump now, can you? No, only because he's not sympathetic, because he's not well-meaning. I mean, you don't see any prosecutor saying a narcissistic, backstabbing, self-serving, elderly man with a poor memory. That would be Donald Trump. But they're not that unprofessional. Mueller wasn't. Garland isn't. I mean, this is really beyond belief. And I don't know. I think that calling him feeble in this weird way is worse than having him, face any criminal charges that he could defend himself against, having to do with the possession of classified documents after he was a senator. Or a vice president 6 years ago. Do you know what I'm saying? I mean, this was such a damaging thing to say, a damaging thing to write, and it was just, it was the ugliest most unprofessional thing.